Welcome to Wealth Simplified, your guide to navigating the intricate world of wealth. Whether you're a first-generation wealth creator or a steward to multi-generational wealth, we want to make the complex simple and the vision clear. Join us as we unravel strategies and perspectives behind building, sustaining, and preserving wealth, empowering you with the knowledge and confidence to shape a secure financial future. Let's get to it. The following presentation by Waldron Private Wealth is intended for general information purposes only. No portion of the presentation serves as a receipt of or a substitute for personalized investment advice from Waldron or any other investment professional of your choosing. Please see additional important disclosure at the end of this presentation, a copy of Waldron's current written disclosure brochure discussing our advisory services and fees is available upon request at www.waldronprivatewealth.com. Hey, hey, and welcome back for another episode of What the Finance. If you haven't joined us before, these episodes are shorter, more topical conversations than our full-length episodes. Many times our content is derived from client or prospect scenarios and questions we get, but today I'm going to talk about two lived experiences and something I have personally found valuable over the last 2 years, and that is accident insurance coverage. Now, this is not to be confused with accidental death and dismemberment insurance, although accidental death may be included in accident insurance coverage. Accident insurance is a form of supplemental insurance often acquired through an employer, offering it as a benefit to its employees or by purchasing as supplemental coverage on the private market. Accident insurance, also sometimes called accident protection insurance, is purchased in addition to your primary medical insurance, and the accident insurance often pays you for costs incurred related to an accident by you or a covered family member. So, what classifies as an accident? This list is not all-encompassing, but can include things like burns, lacerations, concussions, dislocations, fractures, and potentially teeth or eye-related injuries. Accident insurance benefits may compensate you for things like ambulance rides, ER visits, urgent care visits, physical therapy after an injury, or imaging needs related to an injury. So now for the lived experiences that me and my family have been through. So in 2022, my daughter, who was 2 at the time, fell and smacked her temple on our floor. She completely knocked herself out and within 90 minutes began throwing up, which is a clear indication of a concussion. So off to UPMC Children's ER we went. She threw up in my car on the way down and again when we arrived in the ER waiting room. So it was very clear that she had a pretty decent concussion going on. The staff deemed that a CT scan was prudent given her symptoms, and at the end of the night, there was no internal bleeding and she was released under standard concussion monitoring. Now, on the accident insurance claim, it asks which services were rendered for potential compensation. So I was able to submit the form to say that we had an emergency room visit, we had an initial physician assessment, we had a diagnostic exam and a brain injury diagnosis and imaging. So I submitted the detailed medical record along with the claim form and then received a benefit under the insurance. In February 2024, just 2 months ago, my 6-year-old son was playing in our basement and went headfirst into the corner of our TV stand, resulting in a significant laceration in the middle of his forehead, as well as concussion concerns as a result. Due to the size and location of the laceration, we called an ambulance, visited the ER, and my son received several stitches to close his wound. So on his accident claim form, we submitted for the emergency room visit, initial physician visit, ground ambulance services, and lacerations. So accident insurance may not be for everyone. The reason we chose to obtain this type of insurance is simply because we have young children. For us, it was not a matter of if our kids were going to have an accident, but when. It's just the territory with having young kids, and especially when they're active and in sports. Helping clients determine the right insurances for their family is part of our wealth planning process. With any type of insurance, we are ultimately deciding, are we willing to take on a risk ourselves, or are we wanting to transfer that risk in part or in whole to an insurance company? And if we are wanting to transfer the risk, what is the amount we are willing to pay an annual premium to do that? So I hope this was helpful. This was certainly not a parenting episode, so don't come to me for parenting advice. But I hope the accident insurance was helpful. And if you have questions, reach out to us, podcast@waldronpw.com. Until next time. If you're in need of wealth management planning and advice, we'd love to connect with you. You can reach out to us directly at podcast@waldronpw.com. The previous presentation by Waldron Private Wealth was intended for general information purposes only. No portion of the presentation serves as a receipt of or a substitute for personalized investment advice from Waldron or any other investment professional of your choosing. Different types of investments involve varying degrees of risks, and it should not be assumed that future performance of any specific investment or investment strategy or any non-investment related or planning services, discussion, or content will be profitable, be suitable for your portfolio or individual situation, or prove successful. Waldron is neither a law firm nor accounting firm, and no portion of its services should be construed as legal or accounting advice. No portion of the video content should be construed by a client or prospective client as a guarantee that he or she will experience a certain level of results if Waldron is engaged or continues to be engaged to provide investment advisory services. A copy of Waldron's current written disclosure brochure discussing our advisory services and fees is available upon request or at www.waldronprivatewealth.com.